You're listening to Bob Leon and the Truth of It All.
Good day, everyone. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I just wanted to do a short, quick live here. I have chores to do, so Dana's been patient with me. I wanted to address something here. This live is for an individual named Opal and for all others who are pouring cold water on what Daniel Smith, the UCP government, UCP and NDP, MLAs, Pierre Poilievre, and the conservative opposition can and can't do. My focus is going to be on Alberta here. So the comment was made when I made my post this morning. This is the quote. AHS, Alberta Health Services, has been hijacked. It is controlled by a huge bureaucracy of major wealthy lawyers at the top. Danielle cannot, unfortunately, tell them how to or what to do. We need to take away the power from their top dogs. First of all, I'd ask for this individual, whoever this is, to stop deceiving people, whether you are doing it intentionally or not. It's irrelevant. I'm willing to have a phone call with you and talk to you over the phone about this. I'll give you my number in this post, and we can speak to it at length. I travel throughout Alberta everywhere, so if you ever want to have an in-person meeting with a group of individuals that may be of that same mindset, I'm willing to do so and present the evidence as I give my presentation, and then we could have a question and answer discussion following that. So here's the reality of the situation regarding Alberta government. That's the premier and the ministers. That's who makes up the government. The opposition to the government, those that are supposed to debate new statutes, acts, or laws, or changes to that, are all other MLAs. That's the UCP MLAs and the NDP MLAs, the caucuses of both of those. The Alberta government holds authority, the highest authority in the province of Alberta. They direct the deputy ministers, who is the highest level of bureaucracy within all government public departments, including Alberta Health Services. The Alberta government can at any time dissolve such an entity, such as the College of Physicians and Surgeons, who ensure that doctors and nurses are doing their job in protecting children from such things as pedophiles, from making sure doctors offer informed consent, and first do no harm. As we know today, with the terrible injuries and deaths coming from the COVID-19 vaccines, as we know today that pedophiles are being protected by this body, the College of Physicians and Surgeons, among others, it is therefore pertinent, it is a mayday, a crisis, that the College of Physicians and Surgeons be dissolved and another body be formed to ensure the protection of Alberta children, men, and women. This can be done with a simple amendment to the Health Professions Act. As that is being done, another body would be formed, ensuring informed consent, first do no harm, and the protection of children from pedophiles is restored. The Alberta government formed the current Public Health Act. In that act, they gave retention of the Chief Medical Officer of Health incredible power that we faced over the abusive, tyrannical mandates, orders through COVID-19 Emergency Measures Acts. They did that, the Alberta government. They can amend that act at any time. This act now has in place the powers of the Chief Medical Officer of Health, overseeing multiple medical officers, plural of health, that they can appoint at any time. That the Chief Medical Officer of Health can suggest there's another pandemic. And in that moment, that bureaucrat retains the highest authority in the province of Alberta. With the amendment coming to the World Health Organization International Health Treaty, that authority will be handed over to the WHO upon a global pandemic. The Alberta UCP government, under the leadership of Daniel Smith, did that. They can amend that at any time. Furthermore, with a stroke of a pen, the Premier or the Minister of Justice, on their own accord, can free Alberta's political prisoners, Tony Olenek and Chris Carbert. That is the authority they hold. When the rights and freedoms, the lives, the health and well-being of the people of Alberta are being threatened, are being lost, are being unjustly persecuted, it is the duty, the role of the Alberta government, of the politicians within that, to protect all Albertans. The Premier and government are not, I repeat, are not beholden to the bureaucrats of any public service entity. That is not how it works. If the Premier and or government fails in their duty, a single MLA may table information, a motion, documentation, to begin a discussion within the Alberta legislature, to shine a light on and expose such crises as children given, unnecessarily given, harmful, potentially lethal COVID-19 vaccines. A single MLA could invite such individuals as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Byron Burdell into the discussion. I'll note here that the Alberta Premier, Daniel Smith, was given many invitations to meet with Dr. McCullough that went unanswered. A single MLA can shine a light on the fact that children are being sexually preyed upon in Alberta within the bureaucracy of public services and beyond. Rather than children, pedophiles are being protected. They're being protected by the bureaucracies of the Crown Prosecution and Justice System, the College of Physicians and Surgeons, Public Health Services, RCMP, and City Police. Stop deceiving people, please. Stop deflecting responsibility away from politicians like Smith, Notley, Trudeau, Poilievre, Singh, Moe, etc., etc. Even Maxime Bernier has turned his back on my request to stand up and advocate for Alberta children being sexually preyed upon. I do not support politicians who do not take one bit of risk in defending the lives, in defending children being sexually preyed upon. They do not hold respect in my mind, in my heart. All of them are failing these children. So please stop doing that. Please stop pouring cold water on absolute actions these politicians can take. When you're doing that, you are now lending a hand in the abuse and the atrocities of these children, men, and women. Consider that. Consider what you're doing. Rather than cheerleading for a politician or a party or a government that is abusing people, stand down. At the very least, again, if you'd like to talk to me over the phone, my number is 1-780-618-7337. My email is bobblayone@gmail.com. Reach out to me anytime, and I'll have a discussion with you or a group of you that take exception to me challenging these abusive, betraying politicians and governments. Thank you. Have a good day, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.